Nolte, Disastrous Impeachment Polls Might Explain Their Absence. By John Nolte on December 11, 2019. Quinnipiac, one of the most left-wing pollsters out there, just released a poll that shows a majority of Americans, a full 51%, oppose impeaching President Trump. Only 45% disagree. In this particular poll, this is the first time a majority have opposed impeachment since September, and a shift from the 48-46% in favor of impeachment that we saw in October. It is worth noting in this same poll, Trump's job approval rating is upside down 40-57%, which, as is always the case with Quinnipiac, is lower than the average, which is currently 45%. And still, within that same pool of responders, 51% don't want to see the guy impeached. And while this is not the only poll showing impeachment becoming more and more unpopular with the electorate, the only other recent polling we've seen is from campaigns and interest groups. Which brings me to my main question. Where is all the media polling? According to the polling site 538, and only if you count Reuters, there has been no media polling on impeachment since December 3rd. Here we are, right in the thick of it, and nothing from the Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC News, CBS, ABC, NPR, CNN, or even Fox News? As I write this, Democrats are writing up articles of impeachment while media polling is non-existent and the overall polling has slowed to a trickle. How is this even possible, especially when the last slew of polls and this recent trickle show a serious shift in the public against impeachment? Well, I have a theory. It's just a theory, so you can tell me if it makes sense. To begin with, as Chuck Todd admitted less than 2 months ago, the establishment media are now so corrupt. They are openly and proudly suppressing news from the public. We already knew this, of course, but the admission, Todd's smug and strident admission, tells you just how corrupt and desperate this failing and failed institution has become. And Todd is not just some cable news talking head. He hosts Meet the Press, which is probably the most prestigious news program not named 60 Minutes. So, does anyone doubt if the impeachment polls were turning against Trump we would right now be buried in them? And if you believe that, as any sane person should, how can you doubt the media have either stopped polling out of fear of the results, or are outright suppressing polls that show impeachment becoming a liability for Democrats? The question is, why? Why would the media do this? Don't the media want to aid and abet Democrats? If Democrats are wiped out in 2020, so be it. If Trump wins a second term, so be it. Whatever the price, the media want this black mark on Trump's name in the history books. You see, in their deranged minds, even though this impeachment is a total hoax based on zero evidence, they believe impeaching Trump, even without removing him, will in some way vindicate their hate and the selling of their journalistic souls over the last 4 years. What's more, isn't it time for the Democrats to take a hit? After all, up till now, the wily coyote media that have been the ones playing kamikaze in pursuit of Trump, the Russia hoax, the Kavanaugh hoax, the Very Fine People hoax, the Kurds are being exterminated hoax. Over and over and over again, the media have been crashing themselves into ignominy in pursuit of the bad orange man. And now it's time for Democrats to jump in the pilot seat of the cause. So, the media are not only hiding the polling, the media are also hiding the narratives that would come with the polling. Those nerve-wracking news cycles about what a terrible idea impeachment is. And by hiding the polling, the media can continue to put on a happy, smiling face about impeachment, which might just be enough to allow Nancy Pelosi to cobble together the 218 votes necessary to give the media this lone victory. The pathetic gerbil squeal of a win after 4 years of failure and humiliation. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.